T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are talking with Professor of Political Science at LSU, Dr. Robert Hogan. Dr. Hogan, thank you for being with us. Do political signs really matter? In Jefferson Parish, for instance, we see an exorbitant amount of signs in yards, on the sides of roads. Do they matter? Can signs sway someone to vote for a political candidate? If they're, say, leaning one way, could they eventually go the other way?
There's a lot of work. I mean, there's a lot of speculation about the effects of different forms of advertising. And there's always this great quote that people point out, and they say that, 90% of campaign advertising is wasted. We just don't know which 90%. And campaigns are very often in the business of pushing all the buttons. That is, they're trying to use as many different ways to get their name out there as possible, not just through radio or mailings, but through signs and buttons and what have you. So they try everything. They throw everything they can at it. But it's hard to tell. Even systematic studies have some difficulty discerning the impact. I would say that there, under certain conditions, things like signs have a great deal of influence. For candidates who are not well known, signs can, I think, make a lot of difference. It can help voters become aware of candidates that they had not heard of before, or it's a way to make them recognizable for candidates that are not household names. So I think that's where they can do the most good. Another thing that they can do is it can be part of a bandwagon effect. If voters see a lot of someone's signs when they hadn't seen them before, maybe it's a new name, they're thinking, hey, a lot of people have this sign in their yard. Maybe I should take note and pay attention to what this candidate is saying. So it's a way of voters telling other voters how they, who they support, and that may lead to an effect where more people are interested in finding out about a candidate.
Maybe if someone puts their sign, say, next to a well-known candidate,
right.
That could also sway them somewhat, correct?
It could. And I mean, I think there's an interesting dynamic that goes on in local elections with signaling. That is, if you happen to have, so in someone's yard, you see a very popular, well-known candidate, and then someone you don't know, you're thinking to yourself, well, this person is supporting both of these candidates. So what if you happen to see a candidate who is, the candidate for governor who's a Republican, that sign in the yard, but then you see beside it a state legislative candidate who's a Democrat. Perhaps that means that a Republican supporter is also supporting a Democrat. So there's some interesting signaling dynamics that can go on there. With signage, there is this aspect of diminishing returns that comes into play. After you've seen so many of these signs, their effect tends to wear out. I mean, there's a certain number of signs are probably needed, but too many don't do that much more good.
Okay.
So that's something to take into account, their effects.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess it's just a cheaper way of getting your candidate across, or is it cheap? It probably does cost a bit.
Yeah, I mean, these signs aren't cheap. These professionally made signs aren't cheap. It is a way, I think, that unknown candidates that are not household names, get their name out there, and they build that name recognition, and then that helps them get money to use maybe more sophisticated forms of advertising, such as direct mail or telephone banks. So I think it is an example of campaigns on a shoestring budget. They can't afford signs. You're right, but I think it's also something that even well-funded campaigns utilize.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.